Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. A man is dead after a truck-train crash in Reno County. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A special election in Wichita is coming next March. Hear what opponents and proponents said about the issue coming up.
Nick Reiner charged in his parents' killing. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
At Tuesday's Wichita City Council meeting, a number of citizens asked the council to pause their efforts on a proposed 1% sales tax vote.
Celestra Sett, organizer of Save Taxpayers Vote No, said she is extremely disappointed at the proposal.
We will fight against this rushed, vague, too big project. I'm putting you on notice, and I hate to say that because I have really had high hopes things were changing.
Vice Mayor J.B. Johnston said the tax would allow for improvements to Century 2 and voiced his displeasure with Reset and the Save Century 2 group.
I am extremely disappointed in the Save Century 2 group that apparently will be against us. I don't understand it. I think it's because of past contracts.
After nearly 3 hours of discussion, the council ultimately voted 7-0 to approve a special election on March 3rd. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A UPS driver was killed yesterday in a crash with a train west of Burton at a railroad crossing in the area of U.S. Highway 50 and Woodbury Road near the Reno-Harvey County line. There are no crossing arms at that railroad crossing, just signs. A train with two engines and 54 cars collided with the UPS truck on the driver's side. The driver dead at the scene.
Rob and Michelle Reiner's son, Nick, charged in their deaths.
L.A. County District Attorney Nathan Hochman says Nick Reiner faces two counts of first-degree murder with a special circumstance of multiple murders and a special allegation of using a dangerous and deadly weapon.
These charges carry a maximum sentence of life in prison without the possibility of parole or the death penalty.
The 32-year-old who is being held without bail accused of fatally stabbing his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, in their Brentwood home.
Their loss is beyond tragic, and we will commit ourselves to bringing their murderer to justice.
Hockman explaining Nick Reiner will be arraigned after a medical clearance. In Los Angeles, Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Police are still searching for the suspect who opened fire and killed people at Brown University on Saturday. Fox's C.B. Cotton with more from Providence, Rhode Island.
The FBI put together a video timeline today of the home surveillance clips showing the man walking leisurely past front yards and houses. In at least one video, he appears to run. Investigators don't know who he is, and they're hoping someone will recognize his build or gait. Saturday's shooting injured 9 students and killed 2 others. Sophomore Ella Cook and first-year Muhammad Aziz Umerzakov both died. Umerzakov's sister says he was smart, extroverted, and dreamed of becoming a neurosurgeon.
The FBI is offering a reward of up to $50,000 for information leading to the arrest of the suspect.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Big football game tonight, the championship game for JUCO football. Hutchinson Community College involved. We'll preview that coming up in sports.
And today's Powerball jackpot now a staggering $1.25 billion. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. The Oklahoma Supreme Court has ruled that the social studies standards approved by the Oklahoma State Board of Education, while Ryan Walters was superintendent, cannot be enforced. The court found the board violated the Oklahoma Open Meeting Act when it approved the 2025 Oklahoma academic standards, which included instruction from the Bible. As a result, the 2019 Oklahoma academic standards for social studies will remain in effect until the State Board of Education properly adopts new standards and the legislature approves them.
Today, the U.S. Department of War plans to release the video of the Venezuelan boat strike conducted on September 2nd, but only released to certain members of Congress.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Secretary of War Pete Hegseth met with the House and Senate to brief them on the multiple drug boat strikes out of Venezuela. Former JAG officer, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, reacted.
There's no doubt in my mind that we have the legal authority to blow up these boats, interdict these boats.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said they're still not allowing all senators to view video of the September 2nd strike in which initial survivors were killed in a follow-up strike.
And if they can't be transparent on this, how can you trust their transparency on all the other issues swirling about in the Caribbean?
But Hegseth says members of the House and Senate Armed Services Committees will have access to the full video today. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Today marks the first shipping deadline to get cards and packages delivered by Christmas.
If you're sending your holiday gifts via the U.S. Postal Service, today is the deadline for first-class mail to ensure its arrival by Christmas. Tomorrow is the deadline for U.S. Postal Service's priority mail, which gets your items to their destination in 1 to 3 business days. The priority mail express deadline is on the 20th. Today is also the last day to send packages with UPS ground shipping in order for them to get there by Christmas. The deadline for UPS 3-day shipping is on Friday. If you're shipping with FedEx, here's what you should know. Their home delivery and ground 5-day shipping deadline is today. 4-day shipping is tomorrow. 3-day shipping is on Friday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Tonight's Powerball jackpot, $1.25 billion.
No winners were drawn in Monday night's $1.1 billion drawing. Wednesday's top prize is the 6th largest ever for Powerball. It's only the second time the game has had back-to-back billion-dollar jackpots. The cash payout, which most winners choose, is roughly $572.1 million before taxes. The last jackpot winner was on September 6th when two winners split a $1.7 billion top prize. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. Things are, well, they're looking pretty good, actually. With the exception of traffic conditions, we got fog here in the area. So visibility affected. In some areas, it's not quite so bad. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport, 6 miles, not too bad. But it's going to be more dense in some areas. So just be careful out there this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, good morning to you, Steve and Ted. We've got another mild one coming up today. You know, if we were relying on Mother Nature to give us some cold air to get into the Christmas spirit, we've run out. Because between now and Christmas Day, I don't think there's any day coming up that's going to be cold enough for that sort of thing. But some of you are loving the 50s and 60s, and there's plenty more where that came from. And I don't think it's any too early to start talking about the records on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, because some of them could be threatened. Now, the warmest Christmas Eve for Wichita is 83 degrees, and that should be untouched. But the record for Christmas Day happens to be 68, and that could be in jeopardy this year as we've got more very warm, unseasonably warm weather coming up as we move through our holiday week. Today's high 58. It'll be mostly sunny. Now, it does turn windy later on tonight as a cold front moves in. It might stir up a sprinkle overnight with a low of 42. And then wind gusts tomorrow, 40 to 50 miles an hour. So heads up, if Thursday is your trash day, your dumpster may have a new zip code when you come home. Also, Christmas decorations, make sure those are secure for tomorrow because it's going to be very windy, the high 52, and then Friday the wind blows from the south, which will push us back up close to 60 degrees. I guess the good news looking ahead to the weekend forecast is it's not going to be nearly as windy, and it still looks very mild going into Saturday and Sunday. Right now in Wichita, we have a mostly clear sky. There is some fog off to the south and east of the city. Most areas around town aren't too bad. 27 is our temperature now. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Okay, Ross, there's good news and bad news, okay? The good news is that wind is going to blow the leaves out of my yard into my neighbor's yard. The bad news is the other neighbor's leaves are going to blow into my yard. It just keeps going.
Yeah, that's right.
Just catch 22.
You just keep trading them. Yep. You trade them one day, and then Friday when it blows a different direction, you get them right back.
That Christmas Eve record for our city, what was it, 83?
83,
wow.
From, I believe it's 1955. Just, that happens to be the warmest December temperature, for the city. But yeah, just hard to imagine 80 degree weather.
Yikes.
I mean, that's like Christmas in Florida or
yeah.
something.
All right. Thank you, Ross. We'll check with you tomorrow morning. That's the forecast now with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen, Stephen 10 in the morning here on this Wednesday morning, December 17th. Ted, on this date, 36 years ago, 1989, The Simpsons debuted on Fox.
Yeah, just a little cartoon show that started on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yeah, got a hook on it. Go ahead,
It's still on the air.
And I've never been a viewer of that, of The Simpsons. And when I was a kid, I didn't watch The Jetsons or The Flintstones were on in prime time, too.
I would guess that over the course of 36 years, I might have missed maybe 6 or 7
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, you're a real fan.
I've been watching since day one.
There you go. Well, it's a heck of a show. Eugene Levy is a 79 today.
He's a funny guy.
Jim's dad in the American Pie movies. He also kicks all manner of comedy in Waiting for Guffman, Splash, Bringing Down the House, A Mighty Wind, Best in Show. They had Best in Show on
those movies
on TV
funny.
This week. And Best in Show, his character there is terrific. Yeah. He's a guy who was born with two left feet.
Literally, yeah. He has two left feet.
Yeah. And, and his wife is just a mess. He's good.
He's a funny guy.
He's a funny character. Okay, see what else we got going on. Now, we had these three cakes that were brought to us yesterday from Jamel Haliparic from visitwichita.com. Just something nice.
They brought in stuff from Great Harvest.
Yeah, and they were really good. I didn't taste any yesterday.
Three little tins.
But I got into one of them this morning and I ate part of it, and Jed and I had a piece, and all of a sudden we went back there, and that one was gone, and the other cake was blonde. There was one cake left, so someone has purloined our cakes here this morning. Someone within this building. So I'm going to go back there and dust for prints.
You put them out on the community table.
Well, they
complain about this.
Can't they show a little, control? I don't know. Anyway, I also wanted to mention that from all this stuff in my retirement that's going on, so many great responses from people on Facebook, my daughters, and that Lawless from 12 put one on about our party we had, and a lot of people responded to that. Well, thank you, Annette. Having a good time. And I told Ted yesterday that this retirement thing has gotten so much attention for the station, I'm thinking about maybe doing it next year again.
Why not? Yep. Just keep it going.
A woman in California claims an Amazon delivery driver dropped off a package last week and then stole her cat, Piper. She saw it happen on footage from her Ring camera. You can see the driver leave the package, take a photo, and approach a cat standing near them. At first, it looks like they are just petting the cat, but after a few seconds, the person grabs the cat by the scruff of the neck and carries it back to its vehicle as it is squirming around and meowing. Somebody stole the cat after delivering the packages. How about that? Merry Christmas.
That's awful.
Yeah. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted?
All right, we have college football tonight, JUCO football. It is the national championship game, and it features two of the best teams in the nation going at each other. The defending national champion, number one ranked, undefeated, Hutchinson Community College, taking on number two ranked, Iowa Western, the Blue Dragons and the Reavers. Iowa Western is 11-1 on the season, the only loss by 3 points at Hutchinson 3 months ago. Now they rematch in the championship game tonight. It's a rematch of last year's championship game that Hutchinson won. So the Blue Dragons are going for back-to-back national titles. Hutchinson is on a 15-game winning streak heading into this game tonight, as these are the two premier teams in junior college football, and national championship game is tonight. That'll kick off at 6 o'clock in Canyon, Texas. And if you want to watch it, it is nationally televised on ESPNU. Check it out. As the Blue Dragons go for back-to-back national titles in JUCO football. All right, we do have college men's basketball tonight. Wichita State is home at Coke Arena. The Shockers hosting Wofford. First meeting ever between these two. Wofford coming in from South Carolina. Both teams have winning records. The Shocks are 6-5. The Terriers are 7-4. Shockers are an 11.5-point favorite on home court. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening. Tip off at 6:30 p.m. at Coke Arena. Listen live to the Shockers, as always, on 103.7 KEYN. The Wichita State women won at Coke Arena yesterday on School Kids Day. 3,000 very loud kids at Coke Arena yesterday. See the Shockers beat Oral Roberts 79-65. Coming off the bench for the Shocker women, Abby Cater made 11 of 12 baskets for a career-high 24 points.
Coming off the bench.
Coming off the bench. How
Ooh,
about that?
How about that?
Back-to-back wins for the Shocker women. And apparently the kids went crazy when the Shockers hit 67 on the scoreboard, 6-7. A big deal for the kids.
Yeah.
College men's basketball in Lawrence tonight. Last night, rather. 17th-ranked Kansas. An easy win over Towson, 73-49. Sophomore Flory Bidunga, 18 points and 10 rebounds for the Jayhawks. He made 7 of his 8 shots. KU with the win improves to 9-3 on the season. Got a couple of birthdays today I want to get to. How about Mike Gottfried is 81 years old, a former Kansas football coach in the mid-1980s for 3 seasons. He came to KU from Cincinnati. Jayhawks made modest improvement each year. The best year was 6-6 in 1985, but then Gottfried left and took the head coaching job at Pittsburgh after that. So Mike Gottfried, the former KU football coach, is 81 today. And a birthday to a really good member of the Kansas City Chiefs running back crew over the years. Tony Richardson is 54 years old today. The great Kansas City Chiefs fullback who spent 11 years with the Chiefs. In the year 2000, he led the Chiefs in rushing yards as a fullback. And then he became a guy that kind of became known as, I'm going to be the guy that blocks for the greats. He blocked for Marcus Allen and Priest Holmes and Larry Johnson, as those guys all had monster seasons, probably because Tony Richardson is out there in front knocking people down. Tony Richardson. Go ahead.
That's a fullback's role.
I know.
Traditionally.
In the he was named to the NFL 2000s All-Decade Team, and he's in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Pretty good for a guy that was undrafted out of college in Auburn.
Wow.
And, of course, my question is, this guy, why isn't this guy in the Pro Football Hall of Fame? Probably because he's a fullback. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah.
You don't see a ton of fullbacks make it with all the glory.
Yeah, the blockers are not the guys.
But, no. You go online, you see a lot of people saying, this is the best fullback I've ever seen with my eyes.
Really?
This guy was so good. But he He ought to get his due. He is in the Chiefs Hall of Fame, but he should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Blocking is so essential.
Yep. There you go, the great Chiefs fullback, Tony Richardson. It is his birthday. He is 54 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock? Yeah.
Yeah.
A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs, east near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, that's pizza and beer made here. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Keep it here for House Call for Health. How to get the most out of your health care plan before the end of the year. That's on the way with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning, 27 degrees. President Trump is set to deliver a primetime address from the White House tonight.
The president announced the speech on Truth Social Tuesday, writing it's been a great year for our country and that the best is yet to come, but he didn't say what he plans to discuss. The speech is set for 9 p.m. Eastern. The address comes as his approval ratings have slipped, with recent polls showing growing public concern over the economy. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president will use the speech to highlight his administration's accomplishments and outline plans for the years ahead, as both parties ramp up messaging less than a year before the 2026 midterm elections. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And you can hear the president's comments at 8 p.m. on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
At yesterday's Wichita City Council meeting, a number of citizens asked the council to pump the brakes on a proposed 1% sales tax vote. Vice Mayor J.V. Johnston says the tax would allow for improvements to public safety and to the performing arts, including Century 2. He fired back at comments made by a representative of the Save Century 2 and Save Taxpayers Vote No groups.
I am extremely disappointed in the Save Century 2 group that apparently will be against this. I don't understand it. I think it's because of past contracts.
After nearly 3 hours of discussion, the council ultimately voting unanimously 7-0, approving a special election coming up on March 3rd.
Two Kansas men and one from Texas are charged with multiple financial and securities fraud crimes that resulted in a potential loss of tens of millions of dollars for victims. A Wichita grand jury returned the indictment in the case. 54-year-old Steve Parrish, formerly of Derby, 66-year-old Richard Dean of Plano, Texas, and 39-year-old Joshua Owen of Derby were all indicted on one count of conspiracy to commit bank and wire fraud. Parrish was convicted on several more counts.
Doctors in England are going on strike for the next 5 days.
National Health Service doctors in England are paid by the government, but they say they're not getting enough. A refusal to offer a raise is the reason why resident doctors, who make up half of the total, are taking 5 days of strike action. It comes at a time when British hospitals are under pressure from an exceptionally high number of cases of flu and other winter infections. Patients are told to use medical services as normal unless appointments are cancelled. The British Prime Minister says the strike is irresponsible. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A California welfare worker is charged with stealing the identities of elderly and dead people to go ahead and steal $40,000 in benefits.
55-year-old Letitia Mariscal was a Madera County welfare benefits employee. Federal prosecutors say she stole the information of more than a dozen people to claim cash benefits by generating SNAP EBT cards and then went on shopping sprees. She was nabbed after using a card made out to a 91-year-old woman in a nursing home who, for obvious reasons, doesn't grocery shop. No comment from Madera County. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, local government plays an important role in any community.
Local government is where services matter, which is why I also contend that people in our community should be most involved in local government, because this is where the things that happen that really impact your lives. So elections and the appraiser's office and all of these things. This is where services are happening. So I never have forgotten in the 3 years I've been in office just how important the work I do is to the lives of the people I represent.
Ryan Beatty commenting during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny to partly cloudy and mild today, a high of 57, south winds 10 to 20. Winds switch to the northwest tonight. They will become gusty. Mostly cloudy, could even see a stray rain shower, overnight low 42. Mostly sunny but extreme winds on Thursday, 25 to 45 with gusts near 60. Tomorrow's high 54. More wind and sun on Friday with a high of 55. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now, fog in the area, 27 degrees and calm at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's the holiday season, and Taco Bell is celebrating with something special just for you. Each Friday, we'll be at a Taco Bell to randomly select the winner of $98 cash. And it could be you, celebrating the holidays with $98 cash from Taco Bell and 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Taco Bell's way of saying thank you and happy holidays. We've been doing this for about 10 years. And on Friday in the noon hour, I'm going to be in the 11,000 block of East Kellogg Drive. $98 for somebody chosen at random coming through that drive-thru at Taco Bell. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. This is Wednesday, December 17th. It was on this date 122 years ago in 1903. Wilbur and Orville Wright took their first flight and proved man could fly when Orville piloted their Flyer 1 airplane on a 12-second flight from Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. The entire distance covered in the air was shorter than the wingspan of today's 747 aircraft. Ted, did say, so who was the pilot? Was it Orville? Yeah, Orville. But he would be lying, actually lying on his stomach on that aircraft, right?
Yeah, wasn't ideal, but, you know, that's the way they had to.
It didn't go very far.
It out,
yeah, but it was, there you go. Of course, we'd had balloons before that, but nothing like an airplane.
Of course, Bob Newhart did a great bit on the Wright brothers and said, how long's the flight? Oh, 12 seconds? You have to land every 12 seconds? Oh, that's going to cut down our time to the coast.
Right. Okay, let's see here. Oh, what's your technique for opening a gift? Speaking to our listeners now, do you just rip it open?
I do not.
That's what I do. Or are you the person who thinks they'll reuse the wrapping paper next year? Turns out a surprising number of us are that person. Someone polled 30,000 Americans, polled them, and a third admitted they save wrapping paper. 18% said they keep it and reuse it. Another 16% keep it, but rarely end up using it again. So 34% total. There you go. So is that what you do, Ted?
I do not save wrapping paper.
No. Nope. So don't just tear into it.
But I don't tear into it. I like to savor the unwrapping process.
Oh.
Somebody took time to wrap it, so yeah. I kind of like to unwrap it slowly as well to enjoy the anticipation of what's inside.
You know, when my son was still living at home, he would get some brown paper, usually just a paper bag from Dillard's or something, and wrap the gift, whatever it was, and then he would do some cartoons on it.
Well, that's pretty.
And
imaginative. I like that.
He was a very strange mouse that he drew, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. How about re-gifting? Are you a re-gifter, Ted?
Not really.
Yeah. Me neither.
I don't know. I feel guilty doing something like that.
Yeah,
I would rather a gift mean something than just passing something along.
Yeah. I mean, Shelley's had a boss one time. He re-gifted everything. Everything. If you got anything from it, it had been re-gifted. Mm. He'd already got it. He didn't want it anymore. There are people who do that, I guess. You know, a bottle of wine's a bottle of wine, even if it's been owned by four people. So, we had a gag gift exchange, what, 2 or 3 years ago here?
Yeah.
And there was I picked up a treasure that I had seen this. In fact, did I buy that and bring it here? Maybe it was my gift. You've seen the snake on my desk.
Yes.
It's wrapped up and it's got a hideous looking snake.
Yes.
And
what's the story behind
this? Well, somehow I think I bought that at on the turnpike someplace and brought that. And I think what happened was Jury Short wound up with it. One of our salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can trade. And I had some thing. And I finally traded for her, and I got my snake back. And it's still on my desk in there.
It's still in there. Yeah.
Just a little.
That snake you bought at Beto Junction.
Yeah. You know, the something I really wanted to buy several years ago, traveling with my daughter, and I was going to get it for her for Christmas and sneak it in. There's a jackalope. I don't know where I saw it, but, you know what a jackalope
another
is.
Great gift you can get along the I-70 corridor.
A stuffed rabbit with horns on it.
With antlers, and yeah.
And it's about as big as a, you know, as a small terrier. But I didn't get it, so. A jackalope. All right, to see what else is going on here. Michael Schranke was in with us yesterday. You may have heard us. Did we put him on the air? I think we did.
Yes, the KWCH news anchor.
He's doing a little.
You know, Michael told me he's been at KWCH for 25 years.
Gosh, is that amazing? Because I remember when he first started.
Well, yeah, that was.
And he was just so young.
He's a kid. Yeah,
and it was like a puppy almost. And he's matured. He's calmed down. And
he's been there for 25 years.
Yeah, and he's become quite good at what he's doing. And he's a nice fellow. It's the first time I'd ever met him. But he shot some. He's doing a story on my retirement. And I thought it was going to be on the air last night. It wasn't. But you tell me. He said he's going to give it on the air sometime between now and the end.
It's going to run sometime before you retire at the end of the year.
He's going to take a lot of
TBA. So keep looking at KWCH, and you'll see it at some point.
And he interviewed you and me, and there's going to be a lot of editing.
Yeah, somebody in the editing bay is going to have to do a nice.
Oh, I'm going to have to doctor that
up. Some of the language I was using.
There you go. See what else is going on. How about that Douglas Avenue improvement they're going to make that the city council approved yesterday? So is that going to be East Douglas is going to be like McLean Boulevard?
Yeah, they're going to narrow it down to one lane each way and a big turn lane in the middle.
Mm. Yeah, well, I don't have a say on it, but I've seen McLean Boulevard, and you just kind of screwed that one up,
I know,
guys.
You hate the McLean. My sister hates it, too. She also lives in the neighborhood.
That'd be interesting to know how many of you hate McLean Boulevard, where it's down to maybe two lanes, maybe not, maybe three. I mean, it's ridiculous, but anyway. They know what they're doing. They're the city council. Well, we asked them. I mentioned that to Mayor Wu this week. I said, I hate that. She just kind of went on.
Oh, she said, well, it's not my idea.
Well, she's the one who voted against it.
I think so.
Yeah. So there you go. The three lanes instead of four. Okay. What else? What you got going on? Anything exciting?
I got the Shockers tonight.
You got Shockers?
So that's my big concern today.
Yeah.
Shocker basketball tonight at Coke Arena.
Okay. Should be a great crowd. Pretty good weather. What's going on, Jed?
Of course, at the last Shocker game, I had to go there because I was contracted by the opposing team's radio broadcast to engineer their broadcast. And something very strange happened to me. Ted was kind of a part of it there and watching it. Ted was speaking to a gentleman, and I looked over there, and I really thought I recognized the man. But I couldn't quite figure out exactly who it was. I knew who he looked like, but I wasn't sure. So Ted comes over to talk to me, and I ask him, hey, who's that guy you were talking to? Ted didn't really.
Of course, I can't remember anyone's name. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Ted was like, well, I don't know. I can't remember.
Oh,
I see him here all the time, but I can't remember. And I said, well, ask him if he was a teacher or a – because he –
And then
he
I was
looked
like
my middle school principal.
I was like, yeah, he is a teacher.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like my middle school principal. Well, it turns out my old middle school principal, Mr. Martin, is the guy that runs the replay board on the Titantron.
Runs the replay thing over there.
Yeah. And I had no idea.
As soon as he turned around and saw you, he knew who you were.
Yeah.
Well,
recognized you from middle school.
There's certain students you never forget.
Apparently so.
Dad would be somewhat of a troublemaker, causing trouble for teachers all the time, you know.
Yeah, but right? I usually didn't get caught.
Apparently
I think I was only in his office once.
Apparently you did.
No, he turned around and saw you. He said, hey, that's one of my kids.
So that's something.
He remembered you.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. 7:43 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, Airbus apparently wants to leave Wichita. And that's what we're going to talk about with Kirk Saminoff, Wichita Business Journal Update. On the way, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:47 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita City Council votes to move ahead with public vote on a sales tax increase.
Two.
Nick Reiner charged with the murders of his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner.
One.
UPS driver dead after truck-train collision in Reno County. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic right now in Wichita. Well, the traffic volumes are heavy. We've got slowdowns southbound on I-135 approaching that north junction and the construction there. And also on that ramp from northbound I-235 onto K-96 in that same area. Some really heavy traffic right there. And a bit of a slowdown westbound right now on Kellogg, and that's westbound just east of Washington, pretty close to I-135. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 56 degrees, partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 42. Thursday, sunny and windy, tomorrow's high 52 degrees. Now, fog in the area, calm, 27 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by The Monarch, a great place for lunch or dinner, or if you'd like a libation with your friends, go to The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Ford is putting an end to one of its electric vehicles.
Fox on set.
What happens if you have to fill up your EV with gas? Ford will end production of the fully electric F-150 Lightning version of its famed pickup truck. It's part of a major reorganization for Ford, which is rethinking its commitment to EVs. The company will lose about $20 billion as it turns its attention back to good old internal combustion engines powered by gasoline. Well, sort of. The company will sell the F-150 extended range EV pickup. Basically, it is a hybrid. A gasoline-powered generator will keep the electric engine moving longer than what a driver would get from regular plug-in charging. Ford says one could drive this pickup 700 miles and even tow something, too. And as for a Kentucky battery factory Ford's been running, they'll turn their efforts to make batteries for data centers that host AI and cloud tech, a product Ford hopes will stay in demand. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
Boeing stock was a winner on Wall Street Tuesday.
Stocks finishing mixed, dragged down by declines in healthcare and energy stocks as investors parse the latest batch of economic data and continue to worry about lofty AI valuations. 64,000 jobs were created in November above economists' expectations after falling by 105,000 in October as federal government payrolls declined. The unemployment rate rose to 4.6%. The Magnificent 17 tech stocks were mixed. However, shares of Tesla rose over 3% and notched a record close. The Dow winners, NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, United Health, Goldman Sachs, and IBM. The Dow falling 302 points, the Nasdaq higher by 54, S&P 500 down 16. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Airbus wants to leave Wichita. The Wichita Business Journal update right now with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. When Boeing completed its acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems last week, its chief commercial jet rival Airbus said it would remove its A220 pylon work from Wichita and ship it back to France. But Senator Jerry Moran and others in Kansas are saying, not so fast, my friends. And a story you'll see only in the Business Journal, aviation reporter Jenna Farhat writes that Moran, Wichita State University's John Tomlin, and the Greater Wichita Partnership are putting on full court press, making the case that while Airbus doesn't want Boeing producing its pylons, it doesn't mean the work has to leave Wichita. Moran, NIAR, and the partnership are offering options, such as Airbus creating its own site here, or a different regional subcontractor taking on the work. The Wichitan's strongest argument? Well, the entire A220 jet is made and assembled in North America, so why would Airbus want to send its pylon work to Europe? So far, Airbus is not commenting. In the midst Tuesday of the Wichita City Council approving the creation of a March 3rd special election to decide a 1% sales tax, the executive director of downtown Wichita revealed for the first time four areas where a proposed new performing arts center could, repeat, could go. One of the five areas that a sales tax would fund under the special election ballot language would be part of funding a public-private performing arts center that would be made up of $75 million in sales tax revenue and $75 to $100 million in private funding. Downtown Wichita's Heather Schroeder said her organization's master plan, due in October, but now looks like it'll become public in January, lays out four areas that could be home to a 140,000-square-foot facility downtown. Those areas are 2.5 acres of city-owned property at 1st and Waco, 3 acres of county-owned property at 2nd and St. Francis in the old Coleman Company parking lot, the Waterwalk area near Waterman and Main, and a privately owned lot at Broadway and Waterman near Intrust Bank Arena. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
All right, Kirk. So that's interesting, right? Finding a new building then. Are we talking about a replacement for Century 2?
Well, it would... I think in the Wichita Forward Coalition's eyes, it would take on the bigger performing arts projects like music theater, symphony. And then Century 2 would be more for home shows, garden shows, things like that.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right, Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. Today is Wright Brothers Day, commemorating the first successful flights in a mechanical-propelled airplane that was heavier than air. Planes were made by Orville and Wilbur Wright in 1903 near Kitty Hawk, North Carolina. Those guys owned a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio. So if we can make bicycles, we can certainly make airplanes, right? Mm-hmm. So there you go.
They made it work. Yeah.
Yep. It's quite a flight museum in Dayton. My son has expressed an interest that he and I should, and another guy he knows, should take a road trip and go up there and see it. Because it's in an Air Force.
They got an Air Force base there, yeah, and it's
and Scott's retired Air Force. It might be a fun thing to do, really. Anyway, there you go. Orville and Wilbur Wright Brothers Day. Any thoughts on that, Kirk? Here's your chance to jump in.
Well, I know when I was at an editor's meeting of our company a few weeks ago, the Dayton editor and the Greensboro editor had quite an argument about who owns the Wright brothers. Is it those, were they from Dayton, or the fact that they took that flight in North Carolina? There was a big debate going.
Wow. Hi. Fortunately,
it did not resort to fisticuffs. If you're wondering.
Good, that's good. Well,
Kirk, you just should have broke in and right in the middle and say, "Hey, I'm the air capital of the world."
Yeah, there
so
you
why
go.
Why don't you two shut it?
Why don't you just cut?
They kind of saw me in the corner getting a little bit heated.
You just put a sock in it, okay?
But then I had another drink and I was fine.
Very good, Kirk. You've learned how to do that. Okay. Thank you, sir. We will check with you again next hour. That is the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Twice a morning here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we have more information planned for you. We have the latest on a public vote on a Wichita sales tax increase. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we have a Shocker basketball tonight at Coke Arena, so we'll preview that game coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news, The Blur. What's on The Blur today, Ted?
The Blur does include a very famous song, and we do have one of my favorite comedies of all time. It will be prominently featured in this edition of The Blur. It'll be entertainment news coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And, of course, we have traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.